Yeah, Derek. So yeah, I've been getting a lot of calls over the last 2 days. Today is probably day three without a postal service for much of the Liscannor area. As you say, following the retirement of a long-standing post person last Friday, a retirement that was well flagged and well known for many months. So it's disappointing. I suppose that a coherent succession plan wasn't in place to have a replacement fully appointed and trained up and ready to go on the roll from this month, from Monday of this week. That hasn't been the case, and it's causing a lot of distress, I suppose, locally. You have people waiting on outpatient appointment letters. You have people waiting on maybe just some trivial stuff like online shopping, but you have commercial and retail operators out there waiting on important material and important documentation. You have farmers waiting on cattle tags and cattle cards. So there's a lot of a growing frustration, I suppose. There is a public service requirement that you have a daily postal delivery to every address in the country. So to be at day three now with no service, and maybe it just doesn't seem to be a visible plan for the reinstatement of the service in the immediate this week. I think it's unacceptable, I suppose, and it's causing a lot of frustration.
And even just one text that came into us today, I'll read it out, and thankfully it is anonymous. It says, "I have two members of my household that have kidney disease and are in constant contact with the relevant hospitals. We are currently awaiting correspondence relevant to hospital appointments. When are we going to receive those letters now? I have Amazon packages that apparently were delivered last night at 10, but according to on post parcel tracking, the packages are sitting in the NS sorting office. I've tried to contact them and there is no answer." We can see straight away there from one household how you might have the more trivial items, nonetheless important, such as your deliveries, but also the very serious matter of your hospital appointment there as well being tied up in this. Onpost now have committed to putting a new postman on the route by the end of this week, but and do you think it's good enough that there was no contingency plan in place to have a relief worker in there for the couple of days this week?
Yeah, look, that text I think is exactly typical of the calls we've gotten over the last couple of days. There are some very serious effects for people, and to my mind, it's not acceptable, I suppose, that where a retirement is flagged for 4 or 5 months in advance, that adequate measures weren't taken to have a permanent replacement in place and trained up. Even if a replacement was to begin this week, it's my understanding that they wouldn't be properly trained up. So it's a long way to go. And there is, as you describe it, there's essentially a warehouse full of mail now that is stacking up. And I know there's pressure on the staff in the local office there to try and find items for people, but it's needle in a haystack stuff because you have now 3 days, van loads of truckloads of stuff piled up on top of. Piled up together, and it's impossible to try and pick out individual items as much as you want to try and help the likes of the texter there to try and find the particular items they're waiting for. It's really needle in a haystack and not possible to do that. It needs personnel from the mail delivery side to be put in place as soon as possible.
And I suppose just to finish, Killian, we are told that a succession plan was in place and another postman was due to begin this week, but unfortunately for reasons relevant to the individual that unfortunately fell through. But should there be a contingency plan in place anyways? And is this something that Onpost, I suppose, have to look at, that in the event that somebody perhaps calls in sick or is unable to carry out the work, that there is always somebody there that you can put in place and you can put on that route, or maybe even another, is it possible for another postmaster elsewhere to take on an additional route in the county?
Yeah, look, there's no denying that it's not a simple service to protect and maintain. I suppose you have a lot of, the postal routes are ultimately a very manual exercise in sorting and delivering, and a lot of it is corporate knowledge to one local post person. And I suppose to have enough crossover, enough training, so that there's an adequate panel, I suppose, of potential replacements there that are trained up. I don't deny it's not easy, particularly in full employment, to get people, to commit to training up on routes and being available at short notice, maybe to fill in and cover gaps. I think to have an adequate plan in place to deal with a retirement, is far more serious than, we'll say, an unforeseen, illness or sudden departure. I think where the departure is so well flagged in advance, I think it should be better able to plan for an occasion like this, and rather than to leave an entire route and community now bereft of any postal service.
If there is one positive to this situation, I suppose we have the promise now of a full-time postman to be on the Liscannor route by the end of this week. But it does still show the importance and the reliance of the postal service in rural Ireland and rural Clare in a time when we do see more post offices closing down.
Yeah, I suppose there's kind of two distinct sides to Anpost now at this stage. You have the post offices and the retail network that are under immense pressure, but then you have the post persons and the delivery network, which if you go back through COVID and all of that and the role that they played in keeping communities connected, there's still a major need and requirement to have this everyday service to every household in the country. It's an expensive service to maintain, but it does show that if when it breaks down or when it fails, it does have real devastating consequences for people.